B-Pod Studios.
Felger.
I don't know, guys. Am I going to play? Am I not going to play? What am I going to do?
Maz.
Yeah, Maz, you stupid. S-T-O-O. Stupid Maz.
It's time for Felger and Maz, presented by DraftKings on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Final hour, Felger and Maz here at Super Bowl 54, Miami Beach Convention Center. Felger and Maz is presented by DraftKings. This final hour of our program is brought to you by Bubs Naturals Collagen Protein, which you can soon find in your local market basket there in the Boston area. Resetting our top story is this Nashville business with Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen. Why don't you just reset exactly what happened?
Yeah, let's go through how it actually all came through. We got an email from a gal who listens on the daily, apparently, and we appreciate that. And she said she was perusing some... something on Facebook where she saw someone say, hey, someone saying, it's like this pop culture page, that Gisele is in Nashville visiting a private school for boys, the Montgomery Bell Academy. And then do a little research on Facebook. You find Chat 10 Sports. It's, Chat Tennessee Sports, all Tennessee sports all the time. Rumors circulating that Gisele and Tom Brady are at the Montgomery Bell School in Nashville looking at enrolling their son. Eyeball emojis like, holy crap. Followed up a little bit later, Michael Gallagher. Now it gets a little bit more reputable. Sports reporter for the Nashville Post. Covers the Titans, Preds, Vanderbilt, so on and so forth. He's also a member of the Pro Football Writers Association of America.
The PFWAA, Maz.
Yep. That's right.
Don't F with the Pro Football Writers of America.
Oh, yeah. No. No oversized supercharged egos in that group.
He has tweeted a little after all that, hearing that Tom Brady is in town again in Nashville, visiting Montgomery Bell Academy with his son. That was 2 hours ago. And he has since been blood to death because he followed that up with, some of y'all need to get more fun in your life. Sheesh. So he certainly is.
So, hey, yeah. Patriots Nation.
Oh, what do you think? So, cockroaches.
So, beating up the guy from Tennessee.
But, what did he do wrong?
You lies, fake facts. News, loser, hope you die, ever see you, I'm going to spit in your face. Like, you know, I mean,
it's all the same.
Yeah,
We've all got them.
Brady wouldn't take a crap in your town.
Never look at your mentions. Never.
But he didn't do anything. He just said, I heard he's in town.
What did you hear? You heard nothing. Fake news, loser. You're making it up. I hope you die. I'm going to find out where you live. I'm going to dox you. So on, so forth.
Like, meaning I'm going to publish your number.
Yeah.
Is Barstool, like, unleashed on him or something?
I don't know.
Like, I was just saying, he heard he was here.
Some of y'all need more fun in your life.
Seriously?
He's heard from him.
So that is an interesting wrinkle. Looking at private schools in Nashville. Furthermore, Jimmy Stewart, who's got, obviously, his ear to the ground, sources on the ground. Jimmy Stewart heard that he's looking at homes where, Stu?
Bell Mead in Nashville.
Okay, so Stu actually has a neighborhood where Brady's looking.
As Jimmy said earlier, apparently it's a wealthy community.
It's, quote, as elite and wealthy as it gets, unquote.
Oh, all right. Well, that'd be right up Super G's alley. She'd be into Bellman.
Don't put it past Tommy either. I think he's acquired a taste for the finer things.
Oh, no, but we all know you gotta keep your spouse happy. That works both ways.
Okay, so.
And they're building at this school, apparently, they're building a $200 million athletic facility that Jim Murray thinks will be the TB12 facility.
Yep, makes sense.
TB12 Center. There
How
you
about
go.
That, huh?
Okay, so there's the latest on Brady.
Looking at schools in Nashville.
The latest on Mookie
That's
Betts.
That's awesome.
I think he's gone any day. I think he's gone any moment, Mookie Betts. Your thoughts on both? You going to blame the ownerships on both? Do they deserve the criticism on both?
Yes.
Chris in Cambridge. Go ahead, Chris. What do you got?
Hey, I got a quick question for you guys. I was wondering, how possible and legal is it for Kraft to say, hey, Brady, take a little bit less now and I'll give you a good deal on a very small cut of the team in the future? I looked a little bit up, and 5% of the team is about $180 million.
Okay, so let me just – your phone blows. What I keep talking about, you can't do that. That's a salary cap violation. It's a quid pro quo. You can't – giving them paying him by a good deal on an ownership stake is circumventing the salary cap. You can't do that. So you can say, Tom, when you're retired, I'll take care of you and I'll make you a partner. But if it's not in writing, you know, then it comes time to do the deal, and suddenly it's like, well, this isn't what we discussed. Well, it doesn't matter what we discussed. So that's no way to do a contract or a big deal. So it's just, like, I still have a hard time with this piece to it.
I
don't think it should be allowed. I don't think that it will happen, and it's just complicated. It's just not as easy as saying, yeah, come back for less, and we'll make you a part owner. It's just it just doesn't work like that.
No, it shouldn't be allowed. I mean, you know, just hypothetically, could Giselle cut the deal?
So now we're talking about this. It's like, no, it's not me. It's my wife.
My
wife owns it. Does that fly? Does that pass mustard? I mean, is it technically legal? It might be. But if you're an NFL owner, the NFL owner is not a court of law. That's not, those aren't, you know, federal statutes. Those are their own rules. And if I were an owner, I said, wait a minute. You paid Tom Brady $7 million a year, but gave Giselle Bundchen a $30 million ownership stake. Huh. Interesting. They're not related? No, you can't do that. This is what I'm saying. You can't do that.
Okay, so listen.
You shouldn't be allowed to do it anyway.
I'm not. Oh, so this is what I'm asking. I'm not telling you that it wouldn't reek of impropriety. Of course it would reek of that. I'm asking whether there's a loophole there that they could get around.
Yeah, she's her own independent businesswoman. I'm sure that there is. Again, it looks sketchy, but I don't know.
Especially
if I'm the owners, I would not.
Especially if she is friendly with the wife of one of the minority owners down there.
I wouldn't allow it if I were the owners. It's too easy. That's too easy to fudge the cap. Which I think they're fudging anyway. I mean, like, believe me. I'm just telling you. I don't think it's as easy as saying, yeah, we'll give them points in the team. Anthony in the car on Mookie Betts. Go ahead, Anthony. What do you got?
Let me tell you right now. I think they should 100% get rid of Betts and not pay him. There's only one type of player you pay that kind of money. That's the horses with the big asses. That's where the power is. That scrawny little friend does not have that kind of power. You're going to pay him MVP-type money? I tell you right now, in about 3 years, that ownership will be eating that decision for however long that contract would have been. Great decision to try and get rid of him. I 100% support that decision. Tell me I'm wrong.
Okay. Well, I know, Anthony, you're a big size guy, even in baseball.
Yeah, so look, again, it's part of the reason I wouldn't give him the contract, and it's part of the reason I tell you he's not Mike Trout. But look, if you were to tell me you can get Mookie for 8 years at 30, the number bothers me, 29, okay? Like, just get a psychological barrier.
Just to make yourself feel better.
Yes. Fine. I would do it. Yeah. 8 years. Okay. Fine. I'm in. Salaries are out of control now. It's crazy. But 10, 12 years, $35 million? See you later. I'm out.
Scott in Boston on the Brady to Miami rumors. Go ahead, Scott.
Yes. I was curious. Would Brady have to have in his contract that they unretire number 12 because Greasy's number is retired? Because that would take a hit to the TB12 method in Miami.
Sure, you want to call it the TB13 method. That doesn't have quite the same ring. Or no, Marino was 13, right?
Yeah.
The TB14 method. TB10.
TB10.
Would you go back to 10?
I would think.
Can I just say that I couldn't give a rat's ass about this question?
Not two poops.
What does it matter?
I couldn't give half a poop. Like, what number?
But, why care what number he's going to wear?
But what should happen, I said this before, is Bob Greasy should preemptively go to Stephen Ross and say, take the number, for crying out loud. You can get Tom Brady, take the number. You have my blessing. Take it down and give it to him.
I mean, it's like, what number is he going to wear? Who cares?
Well,
number is synonymous with his brand.
Okay, so when the brand in the business is TB12, then the 12 does sort of matter.
It'll still be TB12.
And when he wears 9?
Yeah, fine. Who cares? He wore 12 for the majority of his career. It's still going to be TB12. Like, who gives a rat's ass?
Superstitious professional athletes.
He could wear 99 in Miami if he wants, for all I care.
I'm just saying.
The number matters.
It does. If the Dolphins have a chance for him, Greasy goes to, and he's still with us, right?
Yeah, he's alive. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So he goes to Stephen Ross and says, take my number. For crying out loud. Just like Kelly Trpuka said, Frank Trpuka, whatever, said to the owners there in Denver, take 16.
A question, though, to ask whether he was still alive. I made that mistake with Reggie White a couple of years
ago. Yeah, no, you never know. I mean, Tom and Quincy on Betts. Hi.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, real quick, the Mookie Betts thing, we've talked about it a billion different ways. But, I mean, I've never missed Magic Johnson, the baseball executive, I have as much as this week. Because if he was still around doing the stuff for the Dodgers, this would have been taken care of like 3 years ago. He would have taken Price at all his money. He would have taken Betts. He would have taken probably out from under Evaldi. He'd be giving you Lux in return. You'd be getting all kinds of stuff. So at this point, Sox fans have to realize that Magic Johnson isn't running the Dodgers anymore. There's actually a responsible executive over there. So as bad as the decision that it might be to come and, you know, trade for Betts and give him $400 million, which I think is just absurd. But if I've always said from the get-go, if you're willing to take Price along with it, I can see them doing that just to add an arm. But you're not going to get the high prospects in return. Lux is not coming back by any stretch. But you are getting out from underneath the money, and I think that's the main thing. And if you can unload the price along with it, I'm in for that 100%.
Okay, Tommy, me too.
Well, you have to trade Mookie Betts to dump David Price. I'd rather have prospects back. I'd rather bite the bullet on Price.
But he's so right about it. It's too bad Magic's not around.
Oh, yeah, Magic would solve the problem.
Oh, you wouldn't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Adrian Gonzalez.
Except you're dealing with some super nerd out there, Andrew Friedman, who's, like, really good.
I'm surprised with Friedman out there that they are even thinking about Price. As much money
Does Friedman have a history with him from Tampa? Does he go back that far?
Probably, yeah.
He probably does.
Yeah, he probably does. Yep. But, again, Price is... You know, older now, like has had little nagging issues for a couple of years. I'm surprised the Dodgers are even entertaining it. Friedman, not the Dodgers, Friedman. Because he just, typically they don't trade for guys with 1 year left, right? They don't even do that.
Okay, meanwhile, Tom Brady hasn't even gone anywhere yet. Certainly looks like he's sniffing around, but he hasn't gone anywhere yet. And already Robert Kraft is being shamed. The shaming of Robert Kraft right after this.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go, on the Sports Hub app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Convention Center, presented by DraftKings on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Tom Brady, he is the
Patriots. He's a brand.
I mean, I know it's Bill Belichick, I get that. But Tom Brady he's one of the main cogs, the reason they have six Lombardi trophies sitting in New England. So I would be shocked. That Robert Kraft said, go ahead, Tom, please. I would be shocked. Robert Kraft, it's your team. I know Bill has gotten you six trophies. I got that. You pay for that team. That's your money. You choose to do with that money. And if you let that guy walk, shame on you. Shame on you. Because he deserves what he deserves. He's giving you a hometown discount his whole freaking career. That dude should be making $30 million every year, minimum. And he doesn't ask for that because he wants other players. He wants to win. The one time you can give him what he wants, give him $30 million, give him $25 million, give him $30 million. You have to give him that 1 year and say, Tom, 1 year, $30 million, and then you off him to your sunset.
Woodson on Beadle and Zoe the other day. I just so disagree with that. I disagree with everything he said. You don't pay Tom Brady because he's taken care of you in the past. You don't pay Tom Brady because he's the greatest of all time. You don't pay Tom Brady because of what he's done for you in the past. You don't do that. You don't do that. You do what's best for your team going forward. Period. And but we just use it as a jumping off point because the shaming of Robert Kraft has already begun, and I wonder if he can stand up to it. I wonder if he can handle the criticism. He's not good with that.
I mean, I would hope that after having lived through the Garoppolo decision and then in theory, according to some reports, having regretted it for a short period of time, if all that's true, then I would hope that now he would be able to do it. But what Woodson said is why fans will beat up ownership and management.
Yeah, it'll happen.
Because Brady, and that's really one of the key points in this too, Brady over the course of his career has taken less. And so now it has come time to, and Brady has reached a point where he says, no, I don't want to do that anymore. Now, can you be more fair?
Yeah, and I'm telling you, the team's doing the right thing by saying no.
So, listen, I told you, I'd let Brady go, too. You know that. We've talked about that. But I think that the public will look at it and say, wait a minute.
Now it's time for the team to do right.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's a huge element in why they're going to support Brady in this. Aside from the fact that he's the employee,
which is
what most people relate to anyway.
It's a pretty sweet built-in narrative for Brady, though. I mean, it's historically, he's always taken, you know.
Absolutely. But
he's always taken less.
Unfortunately, he's gone at it backwards. The what you do is you bank, and then when it's at the end, that's when you give back. Because you need to be surrounded by more, because your skills are diminished in your 40s, and that's the way you're supposed to approach it. You don't give back your prime and then hit 42 and have your worst statistical year in 10 years and say, pay me at the top of the market. That's ass backwards. And God bless Brady doing it the way he did it. It was a huge part of their success. I agree. But what? Now you signed to a bad contract just to make up for that?
No. I'm not saying that they should do that.
And I'm not yelling at you.
No, I know that.
I'm yelling at Ron Woodson. This hero worship, you know? Big tenet of the program. No sacred cows, right? It's like this, well, he's Tom Brady. He's the greatest. You have to pay him. No, you don't. You have to do what's best for the long-term future of your team. That's what you have to do. And if what's best for the long-term future of your team is letting Tom Brady walk out the door, then let him walk out the door and stand by your decision. Have the power of your convictions. And if you get chirped and criticized because of it, then so be it. Stand by your decision.
Well, so look, at the end of the day, I think the Patriots are prepared to. I hope they are. Because to give Brady some sort of big deal that they're really not interested in giving him would be a mistake. So I don't think all of a sudden they're going to cave, having now looked back again. The Garoppolo experience is a big part of it, too. Because Robert showed his allegiance to Tom at that time, and now he's still finding himself in a spot where Brady's leveraging him. So maybe Robert learned his lesson and says, I'm not going to do this anymore. So maybe he's tired of it, too.
But that's the exact kind of commentary, that Rod Woodson comment. Shame on Robert Kraft for letting this player walk out the door.
You're going to hear a lot of it.
After all he's done for you. But that's the specific criticism that will get to Robert more than any other. And would cause him or someone in management to get weak-kneed on it and to lose that specific criticism. Shame on you after all he's done for you. You're going to let him walk out the door and become a Tennessee Titan? Shame on you, Robert. That's the one I would worry about, that's where he would step in and say, I don't want to be that guy.
Mike, in the court of public opinion, he's going to lose. He's going to lose, and he's going to lose big. So
and I don't think he wants to, because who had that story at the time that he was like upset that the fans essentially turned on him for giving into the NFL after Deflategate?
Well, so there's that, and you know I've known for a while that he was stung by the Parcells stuff. You know, you let a Hall of Fame coach walk out the door, and they were very sensitive to that criticism over the years. So this is that decision on steroids. So what, you know, can he hold his water? Can he stand his ground? Can he withstand that criticism? Does it matter that Felger and Maz would support him? He'd have that going for him, which he almost never has.
Oh, no, I don't think he wants our support.
He almost never has it. He'd get it on that one.
That's like wearing a scarlet letter for him, I would think.
Does that mean anything?
I'm telling you, I just think it's rare for a star player to leave a team and be blamed. More often than not, it goes on ownership and management. Now, look, the NBA is a little different. Kevin Durant, LeBron James. But, in those cases, I think it was pretty well established that the teams wanted to keep them. In this case, I doubt whether the Patriots really do. And I think most people in the public know the history of the relationship and that the Patriots have driven it. And so they're going to get crushed.
Okay, a few phones right here, including thoughts on the Tennessee situation. According to reports, Brady and Giselle in Tennessee today touring a private school. Anything new on that, Murray?
Well, there's something new from Mike Giardi, who just tweeted, by the way, that place in Connecticut that Tom Brady supposedly didn't have, yeah, he has it. What does that mean? It means Super G wanted to be closer to New York. Anything else is purely speculative.
Okay, so again, what we hear is there's a deposit down on a house in Greenwich.
Yeah.
So they don't technically have it. So if someone says to Tom Curran, there is no house in Connecticut, they're technically right. They're kind of playing a game, but technically he doesn't have it. But there's papers down on it, and then they're still in the deposit phase, and they're doing some work on it, blah, blah, blah.
Brady's buying a property and visiting schools like in every corner of America except Boston.
I need more. Yeah, he's fleeing Boston. I need more on that Tennessee thing. So Gallagher went there to the school.
That's what Jimmy said. I don't have anything beyond that.
I need a satellite truck out there.
Well, you know, talk to Nashville TV station.
What are those news directors doing down there? Brady and Giselle are in your town looking at schools and houses. Get out on the street with the truck crying out loud.
They're out there covering some stupid-ass music festival.
Seriously.
That's what matters down there. Actually, they'd be able to blend in a lot easier because what matters most down there is country music. He certainly wouldn't get bothered down there like he would
parked outside
Boston.
The Grand Ole Opry.
They don't have, their own version of Byron Barnett down there? Come on, get on that thing.
Things are slow in the cell.
Mike, it's a two-hour flight from Miami. Get on your private facilitator jet and go check it out yourself.
Facilitator.
You know what? I'm considering it. No one, if no one in Nashville is going to do it.
That just reminded me, you were literally boobs out on the beach today.
Dan in Rhode Island. Hi, Dan.
Morning, my afternoon. Hey, real quick, I think it's overly... I think that it is being overly played that I think the vast majority, more than anybody thinks or is willing to admit, is willing to let Brady move on and won't bother blame Kraft at all. I think they're just ready to move on. Like, the shaming thing, I think, is just being completely overplayed. The diehard, yeah, but I think somebody should just run a poll someday and say, you know, would you be okay with it? You know, I think it's...
We did. It was 80-20, Dan. 80-20, not okay.
And it was, do you want Tom Brady back? And the answer was 80% said yes.
So, like, we can play with it. Maybe it's too late in the day. Maybe we'll have it tomorrow. But play with something about, you know, it's how you ask the question. Would you blame Robert Kraft... the Patriots didn't want Tom Brady back on a massive free agent contract? Because that's what it's going to be. Okay?
I wouldn't call it massive.
Well, but... you know, I mean, if for a, you know, high-end free agent contract.
Okay, 2 years, $50 million. Can we get specific?
Sure.
Brady will win that by a lot.
Still 5-1?
4-1.
Oh, Jesus.
I knew it was wrong the second I said it.
4-1, yes.
1 out of 5 is what I meant.
Yeah,
go.
Be 1 out of 5. Be pretty close. Pretty close.
80-20. I still think that 20 is kind of high. You know, 1 in 5 of you are okay with Brady going somewhere else?
No, that's higher than I would have guessed.
1 in 5 of you after all this? I mean, the greatest player ever. We all agree. The greatest player in the history of the sport. Yeah. Biggest athlete in the history of Boston. Still has something left. Yet 1 in 5 would be okay with him going somewhere else and support the team. And if we ask the question a little bit differently, I can get that number up from 1 in 5.
I'll manipulate it so it favors what I want.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to bet Stephen Stoneham voted 100 times in that thing, too, for crying out loud. Bring the 20 up.
The latest on Brady. The latest on Mookie Betts. Here in the update.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Felger and Maz are live from the Miami Convention Center. Presented by DraftKings on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And now, Felger and Maz present another motivational Super Bowl text from Bill Belichick to Jimmy Garoppolo.
What's cracking, young king? Crown emoji. 3 days till Super Bowl, and bet you need to relieve some stress. Right, bruh? I say you go out and slay tonight on South Beach. Eggplant emoji. Water emoji. I know how you like 'em thick. Peach emoji. Or you can just do like RKK. Cash emoji. Eggplant emoji. Key emoji. 5 crying laughing emojis. Send.
And the key emoji wasn't initially apparent to me, but...
got to try to find them.
I was on it, Murray.
So there's that. There's the latest between Belichick and Jimmy Garoppolo. Let's wrap it up with your calls. Again, the Brady Watch continues. I've lost track of my days, which is really sad. Brady Watch day 20, I think.
I can backdate it for you.
Yeah. So anyway, the latest on the Brady Watch reports in Miami, ties to Miami ownership, and he's a consideration for the Miami Dolphins. The reports out of Nashville, Giselle in Nashville touring private boys schools with Brady's son, and Brady might be there as well. So those were the latest today. Pretty interesting developments for sure, especially that Nashville thing.
It's true. There's an angle to keep him everywhere except New England. He sold his house and skipped town. I
mean, he's buying houses everywhere except Boston.
Yeah, really. Where he's selling.
Matt in Grafton. Go ahead, Matt. What do you got?
Day 24.
Thank you. Day 24 of the Brady Watch.
I got another theory about the franchise tag that we didn't think about until you guys started talking about the value last week. What if it wasn't about Brady and Yee having an option to move, but to block Belichick from pulling a signing trade to Siberia?
Well, that's definitely what it was for.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so that he could decide where he's playing and that they couldn't.
Exactly.
That's really what it is. And maybe, again, maybe this was all a foregone conclusion and that's why they gave it to him. Because they said, all right, you know, Tom, you have the right to decide where you want to play. We're not going to stick it to you on that one. And you want to be a free agent, we're going to let you be a free agent. I don't rule out that they had some understanding by the end of camp that this was probably Brady's last year here. I don't rule that out. I don't know how you feel.
Yeah, well, I don't know. But they decided it then, and they've all known.
Yeah, I wouldn't rule that out.
Yeah.
That they had a pretty good idea this was it.
So when Robert Kraft is asked on the streets of New York, you're going to get Tom Brady back, and he goes, that's the plan? It's just a blatant lie?
Pretty much.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I would call it a standard negotiating nonsense.
No, it's something you throw out there where you say, I'm trying not to deal with that now. I'll try to deal with it later. Yeah.
I mean, isn't at the end of the day, and I'm not trying to diminish what you say to your fan base, but isn't it only really a lie if he's strung along Brady?
Yes.
Right? Because he's really affected by it the most. So I don't put a lot of stock in public comments because I think that teams are always going to manipulate those.
Wayne and Grafton. Hi, Wayne.
And players, too.
Hey, how you? I think Betts and Brady go on. One song kind of describes the whole thing, that clash on should I stay or should I go. I mean, I think they both should go. Kraft would be stupid if he caved. But, Mike, speaking of stupid, I saw that you got led astray by Murray the other night with some kind of red lead pill. You got to stick to the tall boys. I have one of those tall boys in my hand right now with the screw off top. Those are good. Those go down better than a midnight special. Peace out.
Okay, peace out, Wayne. True. The little red lozenge killed me. It wasn't the tall boys. It was Murray's stupid sucker. We've got Jay in Rhode Island. Hi, Jay.
Hey, what's up, Mike? I appreciate you guys taking the call. Real quick, with the fact of the patch with Brady, I mean, I'd like to see him stay for another year or two, but I'm thinking more like the 10-year mark would be great. But if you bring in a stopgap quarterback, you might have to simplify the playbook, which actually might see more production from like Myers and, you know, the young guys, which actually might benefit the pass. I don't know what you guys think about that.
I think there's some validity to that. I think, you know, if Jared Stidham's your quarterback, Jacoby Myers is going to get more of a chance.
Yep.
I don't know if it makes you a better team, but, things will change, and not all of them will be bad. Maybe there is a simplification of the offense and a going back to basics with the passing game that they need. They're overdue for. You've been talking about this for a long time.
I mean, I felt a long time ago they needed to dumb down the playbook. What good is having a complex, complicated offense if nobody can run it except the quarterback? I think it doesn't do you any good. They haven't had a good passing offense in a couple of years now.
It is true.
It's been a while.
Mike in the truck, what do you got?
We're talking about all these different options for Brady, where he's going to go, and we're talking mostly AFC teams. Mike, if you get excited about the idea of him going to Miami and facing Bill twice a year, imagine the movement you'd have down there if you went to an NFC team and saw him in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, that would be the ultimate, but I don't need that.
It's better in division.
It's better in division. It's better to have it a couple times a year.
Because it's guaranteed.
Yeah, and also, the Super Bowl doesn't need any hype. It's the Super Bowl.
Right.
A stray regular season game against Miami in October, suddenly becomes the freaking featured attraction.
Again, the old Tuna Bowl games. We talked about those. If you don't remember them, they were crazy. The hype for those were absolutely insane. And
fabulous.
They lived up to them, too.
So the good news, too, is all these teams we're talking about, they're all in the AFC. Chargers,
Raiders,
Tennessee.
Yeah. No, that's what the coach is saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in-division Dolphins, you can't beat that.
Can't beat it.
No, that would be a godsend for us.
Take heaven. Take me there. Sean in the car. Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, how you doing? I just have, one question I just ask. Is the team going to be better without Tom Brady next year?
Probably not.
So my thing is, like, what is the long-term plan? They should have had a long-term plan the minute they got rid of Garoppolo. So there is no long-term plan right now. For every NFL coach, the plan is to win as many games in the season as you can. That's really what the plan stops and stops at. But, like, with Tom Brady, I don't see the problem with paying him for at least one more year and then getting on a plan, because it's definitely not Stidham. I mean, the kid one chance, you pull him right out of a game in a blowout.
Sure. I think the team probably agrees. What if Tom Brady, talking to Nashville, talking to Miami, has 3 years and $90 million on the table, and you're just offering him 1 and 30?
See, that's where you have a problem, but you got to come up. You got to get over 30, though. You got to get over 30.
Well, I don't know if it matters if it's 28 or 32. It matters if there's three of those or one of those.
I think you're out of your mind thinking they're going that high.
Oh, I don't think they are at all. I'm just saying, even if you do give him, quote-unquote, the money, if he doesn't have the years, what's the difference?
Yeah, no, it's about the years. It's about the commitment.
The guaranteed years.
The mistake was made, in retrospect, the mistake was made immediately after the year they lost to Philadelphia in the Super Bowl. They had already traded Garoppolo. Brady was coming off an MVP season. If they were going to extend his contract, they had to do it then. Then it would have made sense, and they wouldn't be in this predicament now. They let that go by the boards, and not only that.
Such a good second guess.
They made him play for incentives.
They took a leak on him, basically.
Incentives. Like, that one must have really pissed him off. Because in his mind, he's saying, okay, you got rid of Garoppolo. I just played my ass off. Like, as well as I played in who knows how long. Here we go. Let's talk now. No, we're not going to do that. In fact, now that we think of it, we're going to make up the difference to you in incentives. What? What? Like, maybe that offseason is where the whole thing started to unravel. Well,
this is why, 2 years later, they're looking at schools in Nashville, Tennessee. Sean and Quincy. Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, guys. I know what you're saying about him going to Miami, like having that game twice a year would be great, but I don't want to see him go to a crappy team. I want to see him go to a team where he might have a chance to actually win something. Like, Miami, there's no juice. They still might go 7-9 with them. Get him on a team like the Chargers, or get him on the Bears or someone like that where he might actually have a chance to go win a Super Bowl.
Sean, I'm with you. I would like to see him do well. It's a better story if both he and Belichick succeed. I mean, so I'm with you. Is there no way he can make Miami competitive?
Well, I wouldn't rule out Miami. They were playing better than the Patriots at the end of the year.
Yeah, last month and a half, they were better than the Pats. In fact, they had the same record through the last 9 games, 5-4. And they have a bevy of draft picks. They'll be able to build around them.
I was just going
to
say, don't they have 4 million draft picks?
They do. But I think all those, three, like, in the first round.
The trades
with Houston, you know, they traded the linemen.
Tunsil, yeah.
And Stills out there for first-round picks. Like, they traded Micah Fitzpatrick. They have a boatload of draft picks.
I think they have 3 first-round picks this year.
Okay, so, I mean, and I know Brady isn't typically great with young kids, but I'm just trying to answer that question. Could Miami become competitive overnight?
Yes.
Yeah. With him at quarterback and a couple ads, and they have probably $100 million in cap space. So, yeah, I think they could.
I mean, in fact, Miami could also take advantage of Brady as a mentor because they have the number 5 pick. They could still draft a quarterback up there.
James in New Hampshire. Hi, James.
Hey, guys. So I just want to say something right off the start. If Kraft would have sent anyone or Brady anywhere, he would have a sack, all right? And on top of that, I agree with Maz and Felger. Both of you are saying that it is ass backwards right now, in the sense that Brady is asking for more at the end of his career. And I also want to say that I'm 22 years old, so, I mean, I was born in 97. I have seen so many championships. I am blessed, but I cannot agree with you more that if he went to Miami or somewhere in the division, I would be so pumped throughout the season to see this guy play against us. And all right, and on top of that, I wasn't excited about Miami at first, but after you guys started talking about it and saying that, oh, man, go somewhere else, Brady. I'm sorry. All these people, I'm 22 years old, but all these people in New England
They're talking about this guy needs to freaking stay. He needs to do this. He would owe us. And like I said about Kraft, that guy would have some sack. If he sends him anywhere in the league, sack. That's all I got to say, guys.
Okay, James, thanks for the call. You're all fired up. It's good. A rare millennial who gets it.
Yeah, no, he's clued in.
We're a rare millennial who's willing to say it's not, you're not just waving the pom-poms there.
Mature beyond his years.
Yep. Good job, James.
They call it an old soul.
Yeah. Trapped inside a 22-year-old body.
You imagine being born in 1997?
Oh, God, please.
In this town and you're a sports fan? It's like, that guy somehow has a clue. Most of them have no freaking clue.
No, again, they think it's a birthright to win all the time. It's part of the reason I hate them so much. Spoiled, rotten little brats.
Connor in Washington, go.
Hey, so I got two thoughts on Brady. One, I think you guys are severely underestimating the affection that people like 15 to 35 probably have for him, only QB they've ever known. Once he goes, I think a lot of the crafts, and you guys are underestimating the like the drop-off in fan support when Brady goes. There's a lot of guys who are Brady fans first, Pats fans second. Third, if Brady buys an ownership stake in the Dolphins, like, are you kidding me? He's dead to a million Pats fans right then. They're not going to root for a guy who buys an ownership stake in another team.
Do you think that's going to matter, whether he's got points in the Dolphins or not?
No.
I mean, what does that matter?
Larry Bird went to Indiana, worked for the Pacers. He got cheered when he came back.
Yeah, I don't think – well, I mean, he wasn't playing against them. No, the issue is Brady comes back, plays for another team, and sticks it to you. How are you going to feel then? Ron in Vermont, quickly.
I was just wondering why you guys are still radio announcers. I think with all your intelligence, Bob Kraft should be hiring you to run the whole team.
Couldn't agree more.
And I think you could find a spot for Murray. Also, if Brady goes
doctor.
To another team, I think half the Patriots fans are going to root for whatever team he goes to. And
half?
Robert Kraft is going to find a lot, get a lot of heat.
Okay, Ron, great call. Not half. A chunk. So if Tom Brady becomes a Miami Dolphin, I'm going to say 5 to 10% of Patriots fans would cheer for the Dolphins in that game. But not more than that.
Oh, I think you're a little low.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think they'd cheer for the Dolphins. They'd cheer for Brady.
But this is what I mean. It's your cheering like for him against the Patriots.
Like, he came up and he carved them up and the Dolphins won. People don't leave there like, oh, man, bumps.
No, that'd be cool.
Yeah. They'd be like, oh, well, good for Tom.
I do like the idea, though, of Murray as team doctor.
Oh, yeah, that's a no-brainer.
Seriously.
Very.
Solve a lot of problems.
Very lax prescription policy on the team.
Just help yourself.
Final word comes.
Like those people that leave the Halloween candy out on the doorstep.
Final word comes your way next.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. For the guaranteed lowest prices on tires, go to Town Fair Tire because nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Nope. So I'm seeing NBC Sports Boston reporting Tom Brady was not in Nashville Thursday. I'm just reading Justin Leger. Sorry, I don't know you, Justin. He writes, Tom Brady won't officially become a free agent until March 18th, but that hasn't stopped the rumors from flying. NBC Sports Boston has confirmed Brady was not in Nashville, Tennessee on Thursday, contrary to the rumors swirling on social media about the New England Patriots quarterback visiting Nashville schools with his son.
Does it say Super G?
It doesn't say anything about Super G.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that's the first report was that it was her.
It was Giselle.
Yeah. And then it was the reporter that's from down in Nashville, this Michael Gallagher, who said he heard that Tom Brady is in town. So, but the first reports or rumors were that it was Giselle that was in town checking out this private school.
Okay, so we'll keep monitoring. You'll hear it here first. Go ahead, Murray. What else we got?
Oh, all right. Well, so, you know, we never really do grab ass on this show, if ever. We certainly never lead off with it. But today, that's exactly what happened.
Maz and Murray alongside. How you doing, fellas?
Good.
You? Just peachy. Thank you so much. I'm doing freaking more than peachy. Can I make a request? Can I make a request the next time?
Go.
They should let us be outside.
Oh.
Let it be outside.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
That's a really good idea.
You know, all these, like, all the big timers got these outside sets on the beach. So what?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Fox's set is right on there on Ocean Drive. Yeah.
It's a better visual and, you know, better for the people back home.
It'd just be better for us. That's the most
important. I don't want to come inside. Oh, my God.
It's so nice.
So nice the last couple days. I'm sorry, Boston, to do this to you, but oh, my God. It was freaking perfect. Oh, just lying in the water. It's tremendous. Can we, so let out, so next year we're in Tampa? Ain't South Beach, but.
Yeah, people definitely don't want to hear this. It's 19 in
sorry,
Boston
today. Sorry, sorry. It is so freaking nice.
Same. Did you go to the topless beach?
No.
I was Belichick boots out at the beach, though, man.
You're unbelievable.
Floating there like a manatee for the last hour.
For all I know, you went to the topless beach and went out in the water smokeless.
No, I'm not. I'm just, what can I tell you? All right, so sorry to do that to you. 60 seconds of grab ass.
Yeah, just a little bit.
I was running late. I had to settle myself a little bit.
Just trying to figure out if you're out there going commando.
It was freaking beautiful out today, though, man. Oh, I'm telling you.
Nice day.
All right, Jones, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I was really hoping you guys would avoid mentioning that NBC Sports Boston report because we were ready to continue rumor mongering here, which we'll continue to do with Tom Brady. As I understand it, let me know if I'm missing anything with the timeline since the year ended for Brady. His family moved to New York before the season was over. They cleaned out his suite like it's never been cleaned. He flirted with Mark Davis at the McGregor fight. He has property in Vegas. He has property now in Connecticut, according to Giardi. He might be offered ownership with the Dolphins, and he's visiting schools, or Giselle's visiting schools in Nashville, right?
Yep.
And property.
And people think he's coming back? So we're going to start with that. That's the Brady timeline. We're going to begin with that.
Giselle and friend were looking at property also.
All right, we'll add that to the list.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
You know what? This NBC Sports Boston report? Kiss my ass with it.
Yeah, that's sort of how I feel.
Seriously.
So why'd you read it?
Yeah, seriously. You could have just let that sit silently. Yeah.
My bad. My fault. I take full responsibility. We're done. See you tomorrow at 2 o'clock, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.